Welcome back to Grand Prairie, where the Oil Barons take this one this afternoon, 6-5, and improved to 2-0 on the season. Joined now by head coach Tom Kekka. Tom, I don't know if you like high-scoring games, but do you have any hair left after that wild first period? But ultimately, you pick up the 2 points here tonight.
Yeah, this is a game that we'll probably look back in February, and I'm not going to try. I'm going to try and forget the way we played. You'll just remember that you got the points. The message to the players after the game was that we came into this weekend looking for, you know, to have some success, and we got 2 wins, and that's about it. But what this game really demonstrated is we have a lot of work to do, especially in our own zone. I told the players at the end of the first period, we can't have players that only play 100 feet from the red line in. We need 200-foot players that play in both ends of the ice, and we didn't have a lot of that. You know, as a coaching staff, there's a lot of things that I can accept. You can't. The tougher things to accept are a lack of intelligence and a lack of willingness to compete. And I thought that, especially in the third period, we got beat to a lot of pucks in our own zone, a lot of races, guys not willing to do all the little things. And then yet in the last 2-3 minutes, we've got guys blocking shots and doing whatever we need to do. But we need to sustain that type of effort for a full 60 minutes if we want to be successful this year.
Grand Prairie, obviously a much improved team than the one we've seen the last couple of years there. They've got a lot of high-end skill. Eric Sudor tested a lot tonight, faced a lot of rubber, but your thoughts on Eric's play here early on in the season in the first two games?
We got 2 wins, which was good. I thought that he was, you know, didn't have to necessarily be spectacular yesterday, but he got the W, and then today, you know, I just thought that it listen, when it's a high-scoring game, sometimes you look at the goaltenders, but there's no way that we can blame Suds on any of those. I mean, those are just breakdowns where guys take the wrong guy, or they're, you know, just watching the play rather than engaging in the play. So, again, this will be great for us. We'll earn our salary this week in terms of video and adjusting some things and correcting some things, but that's what you do in the first month of the season.
Reed Morrison, you mentioned him. You brought him in and hoped that he could score some goals. He gets a hat trick tonight. What did you like from Reed this evening?
The 3 goals. I mean, came down on that first one and absolutely shelved it short side. He had about 4 or 5 other great scoring opportunities. So you like that from a coaching point of view, where you like to think that that line's maybe gaining a little bit of chemistry. Coxie's a very offensively gifted player as well. Liam will be our workhorse on that line, but again, for Morrow to get 3 was huge for us. It's good for him, you know, coming back to the league to have that confidence. And then for him to establish himself in our dressing room. He's a very likable guy. He knows what it takes. He does all the little things. He was actually pretty good again along the wall. So not only does he score the three goals, but he also does a lot of little things correctly as well.
Will Conley has a tough first evening, getting ejected really early in the game last night on a questionable hit there, but he bounces back with 2 goals in that first period. Do you see that as a big vote of confidence for a veteran player after a tough first night?
Yeah, players will always look at the score sheet in terms of getting confidence. And you know, as coaches, we talk about the process a little bit more. I mean, Will was outstanding today. Every time he gets the puck, he's a guy that, you know, you got to move to the edge of your seat because you know something's going to happen with that speed. And if he could have hit the net there, he probably missed about 3 or 4 other great opportunities. But, you know, he's showing that he's going to be a physical force this year. He likes to take the puck to the net. You know, he's secured a scholarship, which is good for him for all the work that he's put into it. Now, as a coaching staff, you know, we have to make sure that we fine-tune his game so that he's ready in order to step in and play a big role next year. But for this year, he's a guy that's, you know, going to kill penalties. He's going to play power play. He's going to be definitely somebody that we lean on. And I think that Will really likes that. I mean, Will wants to be the go-to guy. So, you know, I know that as a coach, you sit on the bench, sometimes you look down and there's some guys that hide because they don't want to be in those pressure situations. But Will's the guy right by the door, and you know, he's going to get that opportunity.
You'll have your home opener next weekend, Tom, the Lloydminster Bobcats in town. What's going to be the focus this week in practice as you gear up for your opening weekend at the Kasman Center?
We're going to battle. We're going to compete. We're going to do a lot of D-zone. But it's going to be a fun practice Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday for us.
Do you think your forwards got enough ice time this weekend?
Well, I mean, again, you know, at the end of the first period, we talk about it in the dressing room that I'd rather have a team that plays tough in between whistles. And I said, you know, I went to the referees and I asked every time you dropped the puck, if you could blow the whistle, then our players would, you know, maybe get engaged. But we seem to be very tough when the whistle blows and after, you know, face washing and things like that. And that's got to stop. And we can't afford to have 3 players, you know, when you're short staff up front, you've got 3 players that get 10-minute misconducts to start the second period. It taxes your guys. So on one hand, as a coach, you sit here and you like the fact that, you know, Luke Harvey and Trevor Schroeder and, you know, Owen Reith are getting huge minutes and playing in key situations. I mean, this was a good weekend for us from the sense that both were really tight games. You like that, but I also don't like the fact that we've got some guys that, you know, are maybe taking some questionable penalties.
Tom, appreciate the time as always, and congratulations on the two wins here this weekend.
Thank you.